This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
John 94.9. What a great song was that? Liquid Confidence by my guest, Hayley Kramer. You're a bit of a crooner, a bit of a smooth lady. That was lovely, Hayley. Now, tell me, what is Liquid Confidence?
Ooh. Well, I guess it could be interpreted different ways.
Yeah.
But in this song, it's basically alcohol.
So like maybe when you're out and you know you need to like, you know, you see a boy or girl and you are like, oh, is that what you mean? Or just generally in social situations?
Well, I mean, it's about one situation, that song in particular, but I guess Liquid Confidence kind of refers to what alcohol can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Although I'm now learning the skill of going out without that kind of liquid confidence, and it does wonders for your bank account
it
as
does.
Well. So with your confidence when you go out and you know, what is Hayley Kramer like when she's out in the world, when we let you loose?
Well, depends what night of the week it is. Depends who I'm with. But, you know, generally I like to go out and see gigs and do things.
Yeah, so you've been around in Melbourne for a little while now. Are you from Melbourne originally?
Yeah.
Melbourne girl.
Yes.
And, you know, you've been doing music for a while. Tell me a little bit about the Hayley Kramer sound.
Ooh. Well, it's basically found sound, which is finding sound with anything, really. I mean, everything has a sound. So from like trash cans to spoons on tables and claps and you name it.
Yep.
Trash and treasure finds, like cool toys, kids' toys.
That's
the best.
So cool.
Yeah.
And so you manage to turn everyday sounds into soulful music.
Yes.
Is the found sound thing, 'cause I've not heard of it before. Is that something that a lot of people do, or is it something that, you know, that's how you decided you wanted to make music?
I do know a couple of people that do it, like I've heard it around, but it's kind of what I think it was a bit of an accident at the start, really, because I didn't have much at home when I was trying to do some beats, and I kind of didn't want to have beats that could be created by someone else in their bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, like all the sounds that you get with programs. So so I decided to actually just play the beats with what I had around the house, and it started from that. I liked those sounds, and kind of nothing could replace those sounds in terms of electronic things. And so we kind of ran with that, Dan West and I, and just explored that, and he had a bunch of cool toys in his studio, and so the Rap Master was one of them, which was really awesome, and it's got a little scratch circle.
Oh, that's cool.
Thing. You could do these scratch sounds and stuff, like really bad scratch sounds, but if you just listen to them and try kind of figure out where you can put them in the music and stuff, it was pretty fun.
And what's the I guess weirdest, almost unusual thing you've used in a song to make music?
It was this dried bean, really, really long. It was like half a meter long bean that had been dried, and so the little beans in the pods were rattling in there, and we used it as
that's cool.
I think we used it kind of in place of the snare sound.
All right, cool. Do you still use some conventional instruments?
Here and there. Like, well, in Liquid Confidence, that was the kind of the first time we used like a guitar, which is crazy.
Yeah, right. You're like, what's this strange object? What do you do, good sir?
So that was cool. And then we do use drum kit and lots of synths and stuff.
Very cool. So we're chatting with Hayley Kramer here on Joy 94.9, talking about her new song, Liquid Confidence. And I was speaking a little bit earlier about going to Lauryn Hill. On Tuesday, I'm going to the Opera House, second row, like a baller. I'm so excited. But you went during the week, didn't you? What was it like?
Oh, I loved it. I love her. She can burp into a mic and I love it.
But she's also very particular on stage. Like, she might just change her whole set. She might, like, yell at her musicians and stuff.
Totally.
She's known to do that. that? Did she do any sort of unusual stuff on stage?
Yeah, well, I mean, not totally unusual. Like, it was really interesting to watch her, though, I got to say. I was kind of watching how she would signal to each band member when to start and how many hits at the end and stuff, which was really cool. Like, I like that she's totally in charge and knows what she wants. And, like, even, you know, with the musicians that they that she has on stage, that they're just so onto it, which, I mean, obviously you expect, but that's pretty full on to be watching her constantly. And she knows what she wants and she's going to sing in those, you know, those, like, stops and stuff. So they've got to stop. Otherwise, you know, it's going to wreck it. So it's pretty cool to watch. I loved it.
It also just goes to show how amazing she is at music.
Totally.
Like, to be able to still put on a great performance, get lost in the music and the sound, and then also control every little thing that maybe hasn't even been rehearsed. I mean, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, we were chatting with Hayley Kramer today, and we've had a text coming on 0427JOY949 wanting to hear reviews about Janelle Monáe's gigs. But Janelle Monáe unfortunately got very, very sick and had to cancel. So I can't review her shows this time in Melbourne because I was there last week. I was going to go... No, I'm not going... was not going to go Monday, but I was there hoping to see her last week. So unfortunately, she... is very, very sick. So, you know, our thoughts go out to her. But I've seen her before and she's amazing.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9. How good is my guest, Hayley Kramer? That song is called Water off her self-titled EP. Is that correct, Hayley Kramer? We played a little bit before Sup by Leaf, and before that we heard Hayley's new song, Liquid Confidence, which you're going on a big launch promotional tour for, you know, first up, Joy 94.9, of course.
Yes.
But you're doing a show for Liquid Confidence at the Northcote Social Club on the 5th of June. Firstly, I can't believe it's June already.
I know.
Secondly, how amazing that you, because Northcote Social Club's a pretty big space, so that must mean you've got lots of fans.
I got lots of family.
Cousins are great for filling rooms, yeah.
No, I hope to fill it. I hope to fill it. That's the dream.
So what's the so you said that the song Liquid Confidence, it's a sort of standalone release, a single, might be going on an album, you might be giving us an album soon, we're not sure. You're not sure either. How do you, like, I guess maybe justify just doing a show based around one song? Obviously you perform other songs all the day. I'm not suggesting you're just going to do that song over and over.
Thank you.
But how do you sort of launch a tour based off one song?
Well, I guess it's a single release. So it's just kind of building momentum to the album, and, you know, keeping my stuff out there and my name out there since the EP. And so
you don't want people to forget you?
Yeah,
they wouldn't. Would they? No,
I hope not.
So with the song Liquid Confidence, I'm sure you've probably got like a back catalogue of songs that you could have released. Why did you decide to release Liquid Confidence as the single now?
I guess I felt that that was the most appropriate in terms of my sound, because it's constantly changing and developing, like me.
Evolving.
And, and so, yeah, I was really proud of this one, and so I just thought, put it out there in the world and see what they think.
And how long has it been out for now?
Well, it's out on
Tuesday.
The interweb, yeah, at the moment, just to hear, but in terms of buying it, it's available on Tuesday.
Okay, so it's available to buy on iTunes May 27th, which correct. I'll remember because that's my brother's birthday. I'll be like, wish brother happy birthday, buy Hayley's single.
Correct.
Done. Fantastic. And how do you find that the response is to your music? Do you find that people are happy to jump on and buy your music rather than doing your oldie school illegal download?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, there's been a really good response with this song so far, which has been awesome. And so, I mean, I don't know of any illegal downloads. I guess I really don't.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Wouldn't know.
I'm saying,
anyway,
do you sell enough to put food on the table, I guess?
Yeah, yeah. I definitely eat. Maybe a bit too much at times. I don't know if that's due to album sales, but that's...
Because it's fun, that's why. Eating a lot is fun. I'm hanging for dinner tonight already. We've had a text coming on 0427JOY949 from Alina, who is asking us a question. Would it be suitable for Kylie to do a duet with a hip-hop artist, would it still have cred? Now, this is an interesting question, Melina, because last year Kylie signed to Rockefeller Records, which of course is Jay-Z's label. So you can probably expect soon for her to get even more momentum in the US.
Kylie Minogue?
Yeah. She signed to Rockefeller last year. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, we knew. We had our finger on the pulse here at Joy. Like, when Kylie puts shoes on, we all know about it here at Joy. But you probably will see her do something with someone hip-hoppy to get her more, I guess, more well-known in the United States, because people, I guess, are more responsive to more of an R&B hip-hop sound than her traditional pop electro-y sound. So, yeah, it probably would have creds. They, you know, people have contracts that they have to do. They probably, I don't know who else is on the Rockefeller label, but she'd probably do something with Lupe Fiasco, Ludacris, those sort of rappers that tend to pop up in a lot of pop music.
I'd be interested.
Maybe even Jay might jump on a track with her.
Really?
It depends. It depends on how well her music goes, I think, now as is still poppy and still very traditional Kylie. Yeah. If she maybe doesn't sell a lot in the States, they're going to get the rap into her and onto her and all over her, which is how we like it generally here on the Chappelle Show, where we are all about hip hop. My guest is Hayley Kramer, in the studio chatting about Liquid Confidence, the song. What inspired you to write Liquid Confidence?
Well, I guess it was seeing the effects that alcohol have on people and relationships, and I guess how it can be a negative thing on relationships and people. And I guess it was just one situation that I wrote about. And, I mean, it's kind of pretty common, which is a bit sad sometimes.
People kind of use it, alcohol as a crutch, don't they, socially sometimes. Yeah.
Just like an excuse to do things, and then they can kind of fall back on it to say that, oh, they didn't mean it because I was totally drunk.
Yeah, sure.
Which, you know, often their intention's there, but the excuse of alcohol is often used.
Yeah. So,
you know, their pride doesn't get hurt, I guess.
Oh, no. Orcs things ensue when, you know, alcohol is involved. So what can we expect? You're doing a show at the Northcote Social Club on the 5th of June to support the release of this single, which comes out on May 27th. Yeah. What can we expect from a live Hayley Kramer show?
Well, pretty much the most amazing thing ever. Live, heaps of vocals. Yep. Vocals is my, I mean, obviously I'm
a singer, so that's good. I'd hate for it to just be about cartwheels or something.
I will try to do a cartwheel.
I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to be there, and I'm just going to stand at the front shouting, cartwheel.
I actually really want to do a somersault by the end of this year. That's a little news resolution. Is that a resolution?
A
just like
a goal. It's a good goal to have.
Yeah, just like do a somersault and not hurt myself.
Please do stretches beforehand, because once you get past a certain age, even though your body is just like, nah, I'm not doing it.
So, besides the cartwheel, there are going to be three female vocals. So just lots of intricate harmonies, soul-y vibes, and lots of percussion and badass bass and some awesome percussion that will hit you in the face.
So tell me, you do the found sound thing, so which is you find everyday things that you potentially can turn into music.
Yeah.
You used a green bean as a bit of percussion the other day, or a dried bean, you said. Do you incorporate those sorts of things into the live show, or do you just take it to traditional music?
No, we've got a bunch of toys and things.
Cool.
So there's two guys on beats and percussion.
Yeah.
And they've just got a whole bunch of gadgets and things and toys and cowbells and, I've got to kind of suss out what we're going to take to the venue, because there's so many things on each track, so it's just about, you know, which toy is the most important.
So, but that's also the thing as well, like, you have to organize that. It's not just a show of like, right, make sure we've got the guitar and the bass and the DJ's thingamabobbies. What do you call them?
Turntables.
You only do a hip hop show, Chappelle. Like, what do you call these things? You've got to be like, well, which funky made up instruments am I going to do today? So that adds to, I guess, the stress of organizing a show.
Well, yeah, we got to, like, Dan has a couple of suitcases that he has to take with him.
Oh my god. Can you get it through security at the airport though? Are they ever like, what is that in your bag?
Well, that's the hardest part, is like going interstate, is like deciding on which ones to carry. So, you know, we've got to take it down a bit to one suitcase. But that's cool.
Yeah.
We manage.
Fantastic. So Hayley Kramer, your song comes out May 27th, Liquid Confidence, and the show's Northcote Social Club on June 5. I want to hear some more of your music in a second, which I'll play.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9. I was getting serenaded by my guest, Hayley Kramer. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
We should have got you to do some live performances, but I didn't think to even ask you to do that. Oh, bad radio host, Chappelle. It's a 5:45. It's time for Hayley to go, which makes me sad, but we have to make sure that we all head down to Northcote Social Club on June 5. If you can't make it, at least get the song Liquid Confidence on iTunes this Tuesday.
Yeah.
So right now I'm going to play another song called Shoes off the self-titled EP by Hayley Kramer, which is your name. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.